The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Previously on the Z1 podcast.
You like the beach, I like the beach, and the beach is within reach.
Whoa, look at all these posters of missing people. What does that say? There is evidence that thespians desperate for work after the COVID-19 pandemic have been offered thousands of pounds to wear permanent makeup and get paid extra for more realistic groaning.
Wow. Wonder what the bonuses are for those that actually bite your limbs off.
Warning, this is a work of fiction. Everything you're about to hear has been fabricated, including the character opinions, and all events that follow should be considered as entirely imaginary. Even the hamster isn't real. The town of Farringdon does exist, however, and it's actually all right, so go visit if you want.
Have some fun in Farringdon.
You know that you can drive the van on your own now, yeah?
Oh, God. This isn't going to end well for me.
What?
Last week you asked the same question, then followed it up with, can you just tidy up all the zombie corpses in Farringdon because this place is a mess? Like we ever get any visitors?
Well, it was easier for me to teach you how to use a gear stick than it was for you to teach me how to be taller so that I could see over a steering wheel. Where did you put all the Zeds anyway?
Doctor's surgery.
Why the doctor's?
It was close by. It's a large building. I didn't think it was right to dump them at the rubbish tip. And if ever things do get back to normal, maybe the medical teams can bring them back. I don't know. Weirder things have happened.
I think they'd run a mile if they opened the GPs to find hundreds of carcasses inside.
I placed them neatly, thank you. Some on seats, some on tables, behind the reception desk. I do have some respect. Anyway, finish your question.
Oh, can we move house?
Oh, that come out of nowhere. You gone off this place then?
No, it's not that. It's just, there's surely somewhere else in Farringdon we have access to that's bigger and has a proper garden instead of a manky old shed.
Access is one thing. We can get access to most places around here. Trouble is, so can the Zeds. What we are lacking in, my dear, are keys.
We've got some, haven't we? Can't we have a look at those places as options?
Okay, as you wish. We don't have to go very far for the first couple. Come on.
Ah, I'd forgot we had the keys to Ron and Jeremy's place.
Not their place anymore, though, is it? The undead squatters have taken it over.
Oh, God. Ron and Jeremy won't be happy to see all this if they return.
Nor to see their lack of furniture, since it was us that burnt everything they owned.
Yeah, well, we can leave that bit out if we ever do see them again. Okay, this one's too much of a fixer-upper. You said the next one's nearby.
Jay's house.
Pass.
What? It's a nice house. Roomy, right across the street, has a garden.
Nope. Still stinks of creosote. Contains coffins probably meant for us and has dead people in the freezer. No doubt murdered before the virus even turned up.
Christ, if you're going to get picky, we won't be moving in anywhere.
Pass, Aaron. I won't move into Jane's. It just gives me the creeps.
Okay. Next on the list, then.
This is not a house.
You're just not seeing its potential. Look around. Security is 10 out of 10. Hardly any zombies. We can even build an extension, providing that we build up.
And what if I'm busting for a wee in the middle of the night?
Hang it off the rooftop. I've done it. It's tons of fun.
I am not pissing from the Folly Tower lookout. It's impractical.
Well, on the plus side, this particular property has no onward chain.
Because I killed the guy that used to live here?
It's easy to maintain.
Narrow.
With a mature garden.
200-year-old trees does not a garden make.
It's in a rural location.
Yeah, it took us 20 minutes to get here.
And it has character.
Which means it's totally fucked. You're forgetting we spent the night here once. That was long enough. We're not fitting any of our stuff in here either. It's a no, Aaron. We're not moving here. Any others on your list?
The nursing home. And that's it.
Oh, dear Lord. What wonderful choices. When you broke into all the other houses in the town, did you check under doormats for keys?
Yes.
Under plant pots?
Of course.
Any fake rocks?
Only real ones.
When dispatching of the undead, did you check their trouser pockets afterwards?
Yes.
All of them?
Well, those that had legs, yeah.
Well, should we go on a zombie hunt and check to see if there are any locals? Maybe we can find some keys?
Oh, look, Katie, it's been over a year. None of these arseholes are local. I saw one earlier wearing a t-shirt that read, "I left my heart in Llandudno." In his case, that was probably factual.
We should have been more proactive at the start, tried to collect more keys together, so we could have had safe houses all across Farringdon, not just scattered about like this from one end of town to the other.
Come again? I must have missed that memo. Where was this bright fucking idea of yours a year ago when the neighbours were getting torn to shreds?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Let's not fight about it, okay? We have what we have. Our place isn't so bad, is it?
You said memo.
Isn't that how you're meant to say it?
Memo, the fish.
What?
I think I've still got their key. Back to the flat, come on.
So, are you just waiting for me to figure out what the hell you're jabbering, or are you going to fill me in?
Memo, the fish.
Yeah, I got that bit.
We fish sat, remember? Well, you don't remember. You were working away. I fish sat.
You fish sat? Fish what?
You remember the Kellys?
Barely.
Well, a few years back, they were going away for a couple of weeks and they asked me to look after their fish. I did tell you about it at the time. God, you should pay more attention to me. Oh, where is it?
Aren't there those food blocks for that type of thing?
Well, they did try that before, and Mimo, that's the fish's name.
Understood.
Ate the entire block in one sitting. Just swallowed it whole, apparently. Hence the requirement for a sitter. Fucking hell, I swear I still had their key.
And what qualifications did you need to be a sitter of fish?
Just a keen eye for detail in case he croaked. Otherwise their kids would have spotted a dodgy replacement. Aha, found it. New digs, here we come. It's got a closed off garden. Quite safe up there. It's got three bedrooms. It's perfect.
Why do we need three bedrooms?
Come on.
Katie, hold up. Oh, it's a little too busy with Zed for my liking. Are you sure the back garden is closed off?
Dead sure. I'm sure we can dispatch of these zombies around here. And you don't have to go too far to dump off the bodies. Look, the doctors are just round the corner.
Yay, more work.
Oh, please have the same locks. Please have the same locks. Please. Yes, top fucking banana.
So, this is our new house, is it? It's a bit of a weird layout. Huh, piano. That's gonna have to go. Well, I wonder who fish sat this time.
What?
The bowl over there.
Oh, poor Mimo.
I can't see anything in there. The water is muddy as... How the fuck is it still alive?
Ew, it's all slimy.
Oh, there's a hand in there.
Oh, Jesus, where?
There. Well, what's left of it? It's... Oh, fuck. Where's the rest of it?
What?
The Zed. It's a fucking Zed's hand. Mind you, I like this fish better than Hendrix already.
Oh, don't be a meanie.
Jesus!
I hate surprise zombie attack tropes. Hey-ya! Fucking stereotypical arsehole. Take that and that and that.
All right. Bloody savage. It's down. How many hands has she got?
What?
In your fury, did you manage to see how many hands the zombie had?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, one is over there, sliding down the wall as I speak.
Impressive distance.
Yeah, it's quite roomy in here, isn't it? As for the other hand, no, just the one.
I think that's our Zed then. We better check the rest of the house, but if it's clean and we don't get any bother from the outside folk tonight, I think this will do. I think we can move in. I read somewhere once that behind death and divorce, moving house was the third most stressful thing you'll ever do.
That was pre-Z1, I presume?
Oh, yeah. The only thing I've read since are best before dates.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to it. I can't wait. A fresh start, a bigger place for us to plan for. Oh, my fucking God. What have you written on this box? Woofs. What the hell is woofs?
WFS. Water Filtration Systems.
Socks.
Yeah. I've coded some of the boxes. Look, allow me to have a little bit of fun. Moving is the third most stressful thing ever, don't you know?
What's this one? ZS.
Zombie Stranglers.
These are my old knickers. You haven't used any of my knickers to strangle a zombie, have you?
Oops, sorry. UZS. Unused Zombie Stranglers. And no, I haven't. But in case of emergency, and you do need to strangle a zombie, break open this box. Well, it's fairly self-explanatory.
I get it, thanks. And what's in that one? BRAS.
Bras. Duh.
This is quickly becoming the second most stressful thing ever. Are you loading up or what?
Yes, I'll be on my way shortly. Where are talkie-walkies? I'll take one with me to see if we can get a signal around there. And then we can talk to each other and give each other updates, can't we?
Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are you there yet?
Yeah, something like that.
I love talking to you.
Are you there yet?
Yes, I am.
Not yet. How's this look? Are you receiving me?
Ruff, ruff. Receiving you loud and clear.
Despite what the dog said, no, you're breaking up. Aaron. Aaron, I said you're breaking up.
Let's play Fetch the Bone.
Sorry, I'll put off some boxes inside. Needed both hands. I can hear you though, so it's all good. Be back in... Can you hear me?
You're my best friend.
What the fuck is going on? Can you hear me?
I love the talkies, but I love the walkies more. Woof woof.
I spot Edna and the mother Zed. Trapped. Listen, I've got to go. I've got to go. I love you. I fucking love you.
It's your fun buddy here.
Aaron. Aaron. Jesus, Aaron. Just stay there. Lock yourself in. If you can hear me, lock yourself in the van until it's safe. Zombieland Rule 17. Don't be a hero. I need you. We need you.
Yes, I do.
That's a wrap on season 2 of the Z1 podcast, but fear not, fellow survivors, we will be back.
Well, I will be. I don't know about you. You're in a spot of bother, aren't you?
We'd like to thank you all for listening. Huge love to the townsfolk of Farringdon, our friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everybody in the audio drama community. You've all been incredibly supportive.
A bloopers episode will be available soon, and our season 3 trailer is coming your way in February. Keep an eye on our socials for more details.
Ooh. Until then, get your supplies ready and lock your doors, because the Zeds are not done yet.